Rokugan, a land of spirits, of fortunes, and of samurai. A place of honor, duty, and war, where seven great clans vie eternally for the favor of the Emperor, where a whispered word can be as deadly as a single strike, and one misstep the difference between life and death. But while clans battle in the high halls of the Emperor and on the fields of the Emerald Empire, a growing darkness gnaws at the borders. Here, the foul legions of the corrupted Kami Fu Lang seek to break through and destroy all that is righteous and good. And yet the darkness beyond the borders is not the only threat to Rokugan. Political tensions amongst the great clans threaten to grow monthly, meaning that war is surely on the horizon. It is a time of sacrifice, of great heroes, of small stories of bravery that will forever go untold. It is a time of thunder.
Hi, I'm Michi, playing Kaito Rei of the Kaito Shrinekeeper School.
Hi, I'm Lily, also known as Lilypad Nebula. I'm playing Doji Sayaka, who is a member of the Doji Courtier School.
Hello, I am Rain Hayes, and I am playing Soshi Kiyoki of the Yogo Wardmaster School.
And I'm Sean, also known as Throck, and I'll be your storyteller. Now, let's go play L5R. Our party of young samurai finds themselves at the Topaz Championship, the most prestigious coming-of-age ceremony in the entirety of Rokugan. Over the first day's events, two of our party have found themselves in the lead alongside a young scorpion samurai by the name of Bayushi Mei Lin. But stranger things are afoot at the Topaz Championship. The party was visited by the ghost of the now-dead Emerald Champion, Doji Satsume, who asked the group if they would oversee the young Mantis Samurai Hitoshi as he worked his way through the tournament. Over the course of the first day and the evening, the team competed well, and that night, as they met at the Poisoned Inn Sake House, they were assaulted by a number of Ronin, who, it turns out, were possibly hired by the runner-up to the Topaz Championship, Bayushi Sugai. They've also discovered that there is some odd connection between Hitoshi and the Kikita family. On today's episode, our characters continue to compete in the championship through the second day, which contains the final events for the formal portion of the championship, while also continuing to attempt to uncover the true nature of Hitoshi's parentage, and the reasons why Bayushi Sugai seems so intent on seeing him fail. So join us now for the next episode of Steel Blossom Moon. The night passes uneventfully as you recover from the day's events and the evening's ruckus. Waking in the morning, you dress in a light kimono, gi, and sandals provided for the contest and make your way back to the Kikita Dueling Academy grounds, where Kitsuki Yushimi and Bayushi Sugai stand waiting for the group to assemble. The young dragon woman Yukimi looks pleased by the bright morning and light breeze coming up from the river, but young Sugai casts an immediate and harsh glance at Hitoshi as he steps through the gates. It takes a few moments for everyone to filter in, but soon enough Yukimi says, "Good morning, students. I hope the night treated you well and you're rested and full for today's contests. First will come weaponry, then poetry, law, archery, and finally hunting. Follow this evening by a celebratory feast at the estate of the province magistrate Daidoji Hakami. Now, any questions before we begin? Good. Sugai-san, please escort them to the weaponry challenge." Bayushi Sugai stands out in front of you all and curtly says, "This way. It's a short walk." And then heads off to one of the open-air dojo that are on the other side of the compound. There, polished wooden floors and racks of wooden weapons greet you, as do two judges. A member of the Lion Clan you do not recognize, and none other than the Grey Crane himself, Kikita Toshimoko. Everyone takes a seat on the prepared mats for them, and Kikita stands up. He kind of jumps up to his feet and says, "Every samurai should be willing to fight and die for their lord. Even you courtiers and artists should know the art of a swift strike, the hidden feint, and the brutal charge. Lessons learned here have more use than just on the battlefield. You will pick a weapon of your choice from those on the rack, Draw a chit from the clay pot and you will be matched against the person sharing your same color. Remember, focus, adapt, and overcome, and you will win the day.
Mm.
The judges for this are a Lion Clan member named Akoto Aiko, and of course, Kikita Toshimoko. There is a, of course, if we remember from last time we were doing contests, if you choose the right elemental approach, you get a bonus point. Also, succeeding at the TN of the challenge, which starts as a base TN2 martial arts melee check, will score you a second point.
Oh, wait, it's melee?
Yeah.
Crap.
Yes. So, as you all begin to draw your chits, each of you is paired up with another member here. You, Doji Sayaka, you are paired with Bayushi Mei Lin. Yeah. Soshi Kuroyuki, you are paired with Miramoto Hanada of the Dragon Clan. And Kaito Rei, you are paired with Moto Batbayar of the Unicorn Clan. So would any of you like to go first?
I'll go first.
Do it to it.
So how do you approach this as you step up?
It's one of those things where I second guess myself when I'm deciphering clues.
Yeah, you're cool. Just as again, focus, adapt, and overcome.
That tells me that there are three techniques that I should be using.
There's only one. As you step up, Miramoto grabs Katana and a Wakizashi and takes a defensive stance with the Katana, with the Wakizashi sitting backwards in his hand and the Katana up above his head.
Oh.
Waiting for you to make your choices.
I'll grab a Wakizashi.
Okay.
And just a Wakizashi.
They're all wooden, by the way. These are all sparring weapons. None of these have, like,
sure,
blades on them.
And I will do a water stance.
Okay. So you are making a TN2 melee check. So you get one success. You don't get one success. You get no successes. Bop, bop. You rolled, at best, two opportunity. I imagine you won't want to keep the one strife.
That's true.
Okay. They do, however, seem to appreciate your attempt for a more flowing, reactive stance. Kaito Rei, you are next.
All right, I am going to grab a bow staff.
Okay.
And just kind of also take the very flowy, adaptable water stance.
Okay.
And try that.
You also fail. You both bow, you take your stance, and it's a flash of light that you're hit. And it's the sparring is over. But once again, there's some nodding of approval from both the lion and the dragon that you, or the lion and Kikita Toshimoko, that you attempted to do something with the water stance.
Ah, yes, you
no
tried.
Successes. And yes.
Flowed right into that, just fine.
Doji Sayaka and Bayushi Mei Lin.
Okay.
Pair off against each other. She has, she's in a single pose with a wooden katana and is standing there still.
Can I have Gao?
Gao? What is Gao?
They're hook swords.
No, you cannot have Gao. They are not an honorable weapon for samurai to use. unless you're from Mantis and you're not. They are specifically a Mantis weapon. So no, you cannot have Gao.
Oh, they're so cool.
You are a doji of the Crane Clan. You do not use hooked weapons.
But they're tricky and weird.
There are spears, swords, and bows.
I was just peeking through all the different swords.
There are katanas, wakizashis, bows, and spears.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a spear pole army kind of like staff thing then.
Okay. That was three different types of weapon, but that's cool.
So something long and made out of wood.
Okay. Do you want it to have a pointy end, or do you want it to have a bladed end, or do you want it to have a blunt end?
Blunt end.
So you want a bow. Okay, you want a bow staff?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. You pick up a bow staff. Very well done.
Okay.
Okay. And she's got her katana, and she just kind of stares you in the eye. She'll actually lower her stance for a moment and bow.
I'll match and, return the bow.
What stance do you take?
I am going to... Basically, I'm going to, wait and, let her take the first move and then try to, fit with what she does.
Okay.
To a degree of just knowing that, fighting and this kind of thing is her, can be her jam. So,
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to try to, find an opening, get in, and adapt to her first action.
Fantabulous. TM2, yeah. martial arts melee check.
Water.
Wada, wada, wada. Damn. Three successes so far with an exploding success and two strife. Nicely done. So go ahead and roll the exploding success and an opportunity. Okay, let me check.
Okay. So then I'm going to keep the success and a strife and then the opportunity.
So you're going to have one strife, three success.
Because
you get to keep all three rings plus the additional ring die you rolled. You get all four of those dice.
Oh, I get all four of them.
Yes. When you roll an exploding die, you keep whatever you roll.
Oh, yes. Okay. Cool. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. Yes. So, three successes, one strife. I will mark that.
Okay. How do you knock her down?
So I think she when she comes at me, I spin the bow staff and hit the katana out of the way and then do a kind of a sweep with it after I block her attack. So she falls back on her butt, and then I put the staff in her face.
I love it. She gets down and she falls with a grunt. Ugh. Well fought.
And you as well.
Kind of kips back onto her feet.
Spin it back. I was gonna spin it around and say, would you like a hand up?
And
how did your chat go last night?
She looks at you, she bows, and she walks away.
Okay. Okay.
And as you turn to look, you see Hitoshi and Kikita Riku standing there, just staring at each other. And they are in this who's gonna strike first sort of, you feel the tension rippling between them. In a flash of movement, Kikita Riku knocks the weapon out of Hitoshi's hand. Although there were at least three strikes that happened in there that just happened so quickly. It was so he totally kept his own and did really well against someone who is being schooled at the Kikita Dueling Academy.
Okay.
And probably passed, but was in the end defeated there.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep.
In other words, super worried. He just got
No. In other words, he made his TN, but she's the best duelist here.
That's totally fair. Awesome.
Which is why they were paired up. But aren't we all drawing random tokens? I don't know. Are we all drawing random tokens? Given a chance to change clothes, you're taken inside to the main estate of the Kikita Dueling Academy, a gorgeously built building of wood and rice paper with rich paintings of famous duels and duelists adorning the walls, ancient sets of armor, and the daishu of former Kikita masters in full display. You're taken deep through the hallways of the building to the entrance to a small library, where you're asked to wait. A live-looking middle-aged gentleman in the garb of the Crab Clan comes out and says, "Welcome, students. We will ask you to compose a poem upon a theme of your own choosing. You will enter in predetermined pairs and will each be asked to compose your own poem on the subject that we give you. But remember, it is not we who are the poets. It is the universe itself."
Mm.
And so this will be a TN2 composition check.
Interesting.
Yes. And the first two people called in are actually Rei and Kikita Riku. As you're brought in, there are three judges sitting there. An elderly scorpion woman, a middle-aged dragon courtier, and the crab bushi who originally came out and addressed you all. And as there's two writing desks facing each other, and so keep in mind all tables here are relatively low. You kneel when you sit here for the most part. And so there are these very finely embroidered pillows on either side of these two desks. There is a single piece of rice paper and a quill and ink sitting next to them. As you sit, the dragon courtier stands up and goes, "We would like you to write on the topic of devotion."
Okay.
And you have the option to either write something or just make the roll.
I am terrible at poetry.
Then you can just make a roll. That's totally fair.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. So I'm going to sit there quietly. I'm not going to touch the quill yet. Just kind of sit there and clear my mind and breathe for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Before then just letting what comes out come out.
That is one success, two opportunity, and one strife. And you used void, is that correct?
Yes.
Your poem's okay. It's not great. But they do seem to be approving of the way that you approached it. Can you tell us, like, a theme that you wrote on?
I wrote a poem specifically about the sake house brawl last night, but with themes of how that was about being devoted to my fellow samurai against a threat that came in for no discernible reason.
Nice. That's a good theme. And you are both ushered out after you write your poems. And the next group in is Doji Sayaka and Miramoto Hanada, taken into the same room with these well-adorned pillows to kneel upon and the two writing desks. The crab courtier stands up and goes, "I would like you to write on hope."
So Sayaka's gonna so they come in and like kneel in front of the writing desk or whatever on the mats.
Yep.
Sayaka's gonna close her eyes and just like listen to the courtier like talk.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he says like, "I want you to write on hope," like,
yep.
She's just gonna like take the first thing that comes to her mind as like the sign of what she's supposed to be writing about.
Okay.
And just go with that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna roll with void.
Okay. That'll be a void comp test. Two successes, two strife, or one success. Wow.
I'm always gonna laugh.
Yeah, at the void comp test. Void comp.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I will also always laugh when I say void comp. Yeah.
So 2-2.
But it's gonna be one success only, sadly.
Oh no, I can only keep one.
You can only keep one. But you did take the appropriate approach, which I should really only say after I, you know, have all of you do your thing, not to give away the game, but whatever. We're learning how to play.
Oh, sure, fair. Yeah.
Another couple people go through, and then it's Kuroyoki and Kitsu Tsubasa, the Lion Clan Shugenja.
Has Hitoshi already gone?
No, not yet.
Before I go in, I'm going to be standing by Hitoshi.
Okay.
And I'm just going to remark, I find that true artistry comes through when there's no thought to behold in the mind. Just kind of give him the hint.
Yeah.
And then I'll go through.
Thank you, Soshi-san. As you come in, you both sit down at your opposing writing desks. And the elderly scorpion courtier stands up and goes, "I would like you to write on duty."
I'm also not good at poems, so I'll just do the roll.
Okay.
Composition. And I will roll with void. And I will basically do what I do when I create wards. I will just center myself and let the spirits speak to me as they will.
So you get to keep three, which is a success, a strife, and two opportunity.
Okay. I'll cancel the strife with one of the opportunities.
Again, as you said, poetry, not your strong suit. You didn't do great here. You did approach it properly, and you are both ushered out. What was your subject in terms of duty?
I'm actually going to remark on the sacrifices the samurai have to make of themselves for their duty.
It's a good one.
And even when that impacts on other aspects of Bushido.
Interesting. I like it. A very scorpion topic there. Hitoshi comes out cursing to himself because poetry's worst. It's just the worst. No. They wanted me to sing a sailing song. I could have done that, but this is ridiculous. Not apparently the best thing ever. Okay, you're going to be taken to your next con?
I have my poem.
Oh, what is your poem? Oh, you wrote it? Okay, what is it?
Yeah. Okay. So my topic, the given topic was hope.
Yes.
It lives, it reaches, it feeds. It ruins, it breaks, it frees. Once, twice, thrice again, one must place more ink in the pen.
I like it. Take a XP for writing it out. Yeah, just go ahead and take one. That's pretty great. Awesome. Okay. So unless, are there anything you guys want to do as you are walked to your next contest?
What is the next contest?
The next contest is law.
Law.
Oh dear.
Okay. So you all are taken to the same space where yesterday you answered the questions about courtesy, that tent just outside the Dueling Academy itself. But now you're expected to show your knowledge on the laws of Rokugan. 12 tatami mats are set in rows of 4 in front of a low table at which sits Akoto Aiko, Asako Hameya, and Bayushi Kiriko. Good morning, students. We hope the contest finds you well, says Bayushi Kiriko, a bored-looking scorpion courtier. We will call you up one by one and inquire upon your knowledge of the divine laws of the August Emperor Hantai the 38th. I hope you spent time studying this. Now, please, let's be seated and begin. The other two judges take a quick, worried glance at each other as if they're not sure that's how this was supposed to go, but honor precludes them from interceding. That was a very curt, very quick sort of delivery. And they're like, oh, okay. And then she calls up the first person, which is Hitoshi, who bombs it. Yeah, just nothing right. Nothing at all. Terrible. Like, and then he is ushered out and waits for everyone behind. At the back of the tent. A couple more folks are called up, and then Kaito Ray, you're called up.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So the approach, I don't know. The role will be a TN2 government or theology check, as you are asked questions on everything from the proper ways to supplicate to the kami to how one uses the imperial roads and like goes about properly getting their paperwork to move upon the imperial roads, to who has authority over which sorts of crimes when, and what is the proper stations within the winter court, things like that, right? So it is both a religious and a legal battery of questions, which allows you to use either theology or government at TN2. And the approach is up to you.
I am going to use an earth approach with theology because that's what I'm good at.
Okay.
I also feel like this would do my precise memory as well.
Yes, absolutely. So you'll get your two-die reroll. Okay, so we start with keeping one die. That one die is a success.
Yeah.
I would imagine with an opportunity.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping that one, yeah.
Okay, now you can spend a void point, and we will say that you regained all your void points at rest. You can spend a void point to roll and keep an extra ring die in order to try and get that second success.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Along with my precise memory reroll.
Okay. Hope to get that exploding die. So you're going to roll a total of 2 ring die and 1 skill die.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So you will get 2 successes. And they look at you approvingly, and you get shepherded out. They did not comment at all, by the way, on your approach.
Okay.
As to whether we're
learning.
Yes.
No.
Doji Sayaka, you're next.
Okay. Yeah, she'll come in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll with government. That's more what I'm on. I'm not much of a spiritual person, but I know my laws, kind of.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go with an air approach, just okay. So since it's analyze, she's going to think carefully about each question and like try to answer like the actual point behind them.
Okay. Makes sense to me. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it makes sense.
Government and air.
See your logic.
Oh my gosh.
You will get. So you rolled 4 dice, success and a strife, an exploding success and a strife, an opportunity and a strife, an exploding success. So you can keep any 3 of those.
Should I reroll the explodings?
You absolutely should. Well, if you keep them, you choose what you keep first, and then you go from there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. I'll keep the white exploding, the exploding with the strife, and then the opportunity in the strife.
Right. So you can bleed off one of the initial strifes.
Yeah, bleed off that initial strife, because I already got the 2.
Awesome. So that means you started at 2 successes and 1 strife. Rerolling 2 dice, 1 ring, 1 skill. You got an exploding dice and a strife and a regular success and a strife. So you are up to 4 successes and 3 strife. But you get to
strife.
You get to reroll that exploding success ring again.
Okay. Come on, opportunity.
And another success. You are able to quickly and awesomely, although still no information is given about your approach,
In terms the actual answers to the questions, you did really well. Like, really, really well.
Excellent.
And are ushered out. And then we'll do the last of our players at Kuroyuki. Kuroyuki. I'll say it right some point. Yes.
Oh, bugger. What,
Two different approaches have been chosen. There has been no indication from the judges of approval or disapproval of those approaches. As I found my poker face suddenly.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Earth.
Okay.
So, Earth Theology.
So you will keep two, any two of your choice. You roll two ring die, two skill die. So you've got a success and a strife, an opportunity and a success, and a success.
I'll take the opportunity of success and a success.
That's enough to get through. Nicely done. And you do well, but you also watch Sayaka, who answered the questions perfectly. You got tripped up a couple of places along the way, but were able to mostly navigate your way through well enough that they seemed approving both of your approach and of your answers. The proper approach here was indeed Earth.
Fair.
Just to let you know.
I was scared it was fire, because that's my worst one.
Waiting for you outside is Bayushi Sugai. And he is, at first he's sitting there just kind of glaring balefully at Hitoshi. But as more and more people come out, he kind of starts to look away. And you were shepherded by him outside of the Kakita grounds to a space alongside the wall there, that 10-foot-high stone wall that kind of surrounds the Dueling Academy itself, where there are a number of archery butts placed in a long row. An eagle-eyed-looking crane archer by the name of Kakita Naomori stands before you. Each of you are to take a bow and three arrows. She points to three lines at increasing distance from the targets. You will fire at the target from the nearest line, then run back to the second line, fire, and finally run back to the third line and fire. True archers understand that the arrow knows the way to the target. And everybody will be doing this simultaneously. So you can all just popcorn tell me what your approach is, and then we can make the test, which is a TN2 martial arts ranged test.
Socks. I'm going to use fire.
Okay.
I am going to do so horribly at this.
You do not hit a single target. Yeah, that's a bummer. Not an archer, that Soshi Kuroyuki. She is not
I have good one eye.
Yeah. The depth perception, not your strong point. Yeah.
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 In fact, I think that actually has an effect where I have to like re-roll two die
and take the worst results. That's your adversity?
Oh yeah, yeah. But you get a void point bad for that. So if you want, you can re-roll that die and see if you do worse than an opportunity and a strife, which would be strife or blank.
You only have to re-roll ones that you get a success on.
Oh, is it only ones you get a success on? Then never mind.
I was doomed.
Doomed! Okay. Who wants to go next?
I can go.
Okay.
I'm going to go with water.
Okay.
It's water shift. And the general theme of water's flowy and adapting. So like, just kind of like when she goes to fire, just feeling the way that the arrow's going and like the wind's moving out, et cetera, more archery terms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very feeling based on it. And then I also, would my sight come into play here?
What is the specific wording on your sight thing?
It does technically actually mention or a martial arts range check to hit a faraway target.
There you go. It'll work on... Yeah, we'll just say it works. Yep.
Okay.
As we're not making three tests for the different differences
sure,
in range.
Sure.
We'll just add it in. Yeah. So far, three successes, one of which is exploding, and two strife.
Okay, I'll reroll the blank and the exploding.
Okay, blank is first, exploding. The reroll is first. The exploding die will be the second die we see.
Okay, sure. Here, I'll roll that separately just so it's clear.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the blank.
Okay, that'll cancel out. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, and the exploder.
Blank.
Blank. Okay.
Yeah. But three successes is enough to succeed at the challenge.
Three successes, one strife. I will mark that. Oof,
you are quickly able to go from point to point to point, moving your way back, and hit the target three times. No bullseyes per se, but you do get the target all three times.
Sure.
Kaito Ray.
All right. I am going to use a void stance for this.
Okay.
Just kind of letting the arrow flow and do what it's going to do.
Yep. Oh my God. And you're actually supposed to be good at archery. That kills.
What do void points do again?
They allow you to roll an additional ring die. Roll and keep an additional ring die.
Yeah. I'm going to spend a void point to do that. Not three, just the one.
Just the one. So they do, however, deeply approve of your stance, which is a very classical samurai way of shooting, which is samurai don't aim. They just let go. They draw and they let go. They don't actually hold the bow in a classic Western way. It's out like this, right? And it's a very void sort of thing, and that was the proper approach. In fact, it's weird that the Wasp Clan aims their bows. They're like archers. While the rest of you are all... Well, it's very much in keeping for it to be a void. The arrow knows the way is actually a very classic saying within traditional samurai society, that the arrow will take care of itself once it's in flight. And so void was the correct answer. So you will score a point despite not... you guys are still tied. So tied for the lead coming into the last event are actually our two PCs, which is not what I was expecting. Doji Sayaka and Kaito Ray are tied with 15 points apiece going into the final event. Now, that being said, the winner of the Topaz Championship must also win the Aijutsu Duel at the very end, unless you're a Shugenja and then you go do Teryujai, which is the Shugenja version of dueling. So it is the point winner plus Aijutsu Duel winner equals Topaz Champion. So yeah. But you two are this far away from being Topaz Champion for the next year. As we move into... Oh, and by the way, Hitoshi killed it on this one. He obviously was the best. He had a very different stance, and he would, like, roll from place to place as he went, and each time bullseyed it, and was by far the best of the archers. However...
There we go.
Right? For the test of... for the final test of the championship, you're taken back down to the forest where the athletics contest was held, and overnight the obstacles there have been cleared, and now there sits simply a rack of bows and spears. But as you're walking down to the forest, Hitoshi catches up and, looking forlorn, relates to you all that he is 1 point short of passing. And if he doesn't make it, he'll have failed completely. It's up to you if you want to interact with that.
Is Suga nearby?
He is kind of in the back of the group, walking you all down there.
I'm reading my subtle observer thing. Yeah. And it says, when performing a check for which you need to spot or use small details of other people nearby, such as cursory air, blah, 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 check to reveal an unpleasant truth pleasantly, or check to detect someone else's weaknesses. Can I very subtly try to insinuate to him that I know it was he that hired the running?
That's going to be a sincerity check, but you get to use your bonuses from the Soji. How does that work?
No, it's an advantage.
It is an advantage.
It's subtle observer.
Yeah. Mm. And so you're going to attempt to insinuate to him through a courtesy check that you know that he knows that you know that he knows.
And I'm going to do it very simply, and I'm going to make it seem like I'm giving him very useful advice, which I need to find. Let's see. Insight chart. I'll try to do it charmingly. But what I'm going to say is I'm just going to sidle up to him, as I do, and I'm just going to kind of look at him with a small smile on my face and say, your mask is slipping. And
okay.
And I will... It's courtesy?
It is a courtesy and your thingy check.
This mic's on a boom stand, so I can't drop it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine a mic dropping.
Courtesy in a what check?
That's good.
Courtesy in ring of your choice.
Okay. Courtesy in water.
Yeah. So that is one success, one exploding success, one opportunity, and two strife.
I will use the opportunity to cancel out a strife.
Mm-hmm.
Roll for the exploding.
Okay. Two successes, two strife.
Okay.
He looks at you, and you see his eye twitch a little bit. And then, because you're not technically a samurai, he can do this without you being able to do anything. He bats you across the face with the back of his hand. Whip-a! And says, "Understand your station, Sochi-chan."
I'll just smile at him pleasantly and walk away.
Okay. And with that, totally tense situation that definitely won't have ramifications in the future.
Not at all.
An athletic-looking crab-bushi by the name of Haruma Kagehiro stands with a bow strung across his back and a quiver hung on his hip. "Welcome to your final contest, students. You have brought glory upon your families and honor upon yourselves by simply making it this far. Now, each of you will choose a weapon, bow or spear, and make your way into the forest there to bring down the most impressive game you can find. Should your vows as Shugenjo or monk preclude you from taking life or handling animal corpses, you will instead return with the most valuable and rare medicinal herbs you can find. Keep alert. The hares and bucks are quick to flee, so you'll have to spot them first. Now, get out there and bag some game." Huh. Everybody moves up to the weapons, and some of them take bows, some of them take spears, and they start heading out into the forest. What weapon do you each choose?
I'm taking a spear.
You're taking a spear or a bow? I'm sorry?
Spear.
Okay, spear. Kuroyuki, taking a spear. Sayaka,
depth perception.
Yeah. And Kaito Rei, I imagine you're also taking a bow?
Yep.
Okay.
Gotta redeem yourself.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So for this one, it is a TN2 survival check of your choice. I am very interested in how each of you approach hunting.
Oh, survival. Okay. There it is.
Fishing count as hunting?
Are you asking, should you go and bring back fish?
Yeah, will I be docked if I go and get fish?
Yes, unless it's in a particularly impressively large fish. Hunting and fishing are two different things. Hunting is an honorable thing that samurai do. Fishing is something that peasants do to feed samurai. Unless you're a mantis. Don't say that to them.
Oh, dear.
So again, this is a popcorn one, as whoever wants to go and describe how they go off and hunt should do so.
Okay.
So, or I will call on you. Oh, go. Ray.
I am going to take my bow and go into the forest and immediately go up a tree.
Okay.
And just kind of, once again, clearing my mind and letting it fly.
Because the arrow knows the way. Yeah. Void and martial arts reign. Or, I'm sorry, void and survival. That is one success, two strife, two opportunity. Yeah. But it's a success. Yeah. You needed two of them. But here's the thing. You didn't fail. You let it go, and you hear it weep. And you go and find the arrow, and there's a relatively large black squirrel at the end of the arrow point.
I am going to transport this squirrel back by grabbing the arrow and just keeping it on the arrow.
Okay. Not touching it. Ew. Not touching it. Yeah.
Ew.
All right.
Dead body. Ew.
So as I go into kind of search for prey, I got a question. Are there people around me that are making noise?
Sure.
Are there there are probably people that are thrashing about because they're not quite so good in a forest?
Yes.
I'm going to go to a slightly large bush because I'm not a very big person.
Yeah.
And I'm going to crouch down with my spear ready, and I'm going to clear my mind and just enter a meditative state so that the first animal that gets startled into my path by that noise, I go for.
Okay. So you are taking a void approach.
Yes.
Okay. Make your void survival check. So that, yeah, you can keep up to three of those, which is could be a success, an exploding success, essentially.
Yeah, so success, exploding success, and the opportunity will cancel out the strife. Then I will, wrong button. I will roll that exploding success.
So that is a second, one more opportunity. You actually bag a very nice red fox.
Okay.
Not particularly impressive, but also not horrible.
I will take that with me.
Okay. Doji Sayaka, I have given you, you should not assume that anything, any approach has taken is correct so far, or incorrect for that matter. It is up to you to choose, given the instruction of keep alert, hares and bucks are quick to flee, so you'll have to spot them first.
Right. So what I'm going to do is go in, and I'm going to set up like a little trap thingy.
Okay.
And basically I want to set it up. I want to try to set up a thing that will like fall and make noise and lead some sort of animal into a place that I've determined will be easier for me to shoot at them in.
Wily.
And then yeah, like set it off and like try to catch something in that little trap that I do. So I'm going to use air.
Okay. So it's an air survival check. So far you've gotten one success and that's it. If you have a void point, you could roll it to roll an extra ring die.
Is this the last thing?
It is the last thing.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to spend my void point. So just one extra black die?
Yes.
Ooh.
Two successes and a strife, which is enough to pass. And as everyone has completed, I can tell you that the proper approach was air.
Oh!
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, no. I am at my composure in strife.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
As each of you come back, the last person back in is Moto Batbayar, and he's got this impressive-looking silver-haired fox. It's about twice the size of the one you brought back in, Soshi Kurayuki, and he wins and is given highest marks for this. But with that, you are all taken back up to the Kikita Dueling Academy, where you're allowed to change into fresh clothes. And there is a feast tonight that everyone has to come to. And you've got about 2 hours of downtime for you to do as you wish as the final scores are tabulated and the formal dinner is prepared.
How did Hitoshi do in the hunting one?
Pretty well. You do think he passed without your help, which is...
Okay.
Good job not helping. Just FYI. Apropos of nothing.
Look. Okay, I'm gonna go to Hitoshi.
Yes.
And let's see. Can I remove strife and also do what I want to do?
What is it you want to do, and how would it relate to you removing strife? Well, you're between scenes, so you do move back down to half composure.
Mm-hmm. Mark down to four. I'm back down to 2-4. Okay. Yeah. Here's what I'm gonna offer to Hitoshi. Hitoshi, would you? Because I went. There was more than one building that had like paintings and stuff, right? Because
it was
the main building with the gallery, and then there was other places. Yeah, one of the other places. Hitoshi, would you care to walk with me and
He kind of winces every time you don't say Hitoshi-san.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're in
sorry.
Public, Sayaka, I don't know you that well. Yeah.
Sayaka totally would be doing that. Lily just forgets.
So just as a cultural note for the team, dropping the honorific tends to only happen in private or amongst a group of, like, good friend traveling companions, right?
Sure.
So, like, if you were a group of Emerald Magistrates traveling from place to place and there was no one else around, you could be like, hey, Karaoke, hey, Sayaka, hey, Ray, right? But around other people, it is not done to not use some form of honoring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just FYI.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Samachanko.
Coming in, Hitoshi-san, would you care to decompress after the day's events and look at some of the paintings in random building?
Paintings? I don't really know anything about paintings.
I can tell you everything about paintings.
Make a TN1 courtesy check of your choice.
Bring one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Sure.
I am the most charming.
Three successes. Yeah, let's just do that. I assume you don't want the success with the strife. You want the three clean successes.
Right, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I would be honored to... I'd be honored to look at painting with you, Doji-san.
Of course. Yeah, so I take him... family is he from again? He's a mantis.
They do not... They are not bestowed with a family name.
They don't carry that on.
He is just Hitoshi. Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of want to find some paintings that, like, pertain to his, like, what Mantis is about.
Sailing, trading, sea
okay,
stuff.
So yeah, any, like, yeah. Yeah, like, any paintings of the sea, any, like, ships, or, like, yeah, stuff like that, kind of, if I can find paintings about that. The real point, though, as we're walking around, I'm going to say, Hitoshi-san.
Yes.
I can't help but notice the moderators of our events have seemed to be particularly keen on how you performed.
I have noticed that I have gained their attention as well. Believe it is because I am not from one of the great clans. And they are unhappy with me being here.
Well, you were invited. That means you earned your spot.
I was indeed. Yes.
Do you think there might be any other reasons they might be concerned about whether you pass or not?
The judges, no. Beyushi Sugai-sama, on the other hand, seems to have his own reasons for wanting me to fail, though I do not know what they are.
It's a bit of a loaded question, of course, but have you done anything to upset the scorpion?
Not that I'm aware of, but they are scorpion and their ways are
of course.
Mystery. Yes. My concern is I have caused offense somehow unknowingly and would seek to repair it if I could, but I do not know how.
Would perhaps blame of somebody else be directed towards you in this moment?
To what end? That I am falsely accused of something and then whoever accused me is not honorable enough to bring that accusation to my face?
Perhaps not falsely accused, but if a point, I'll find a painting that pertains to the situation because it's dramatic.
Sure.
and like it's like one of like some like fishermen hunting some sort of like big spirit fish thing or whatever. Okay, and then they're going after smaller ones that the bigger fish is eating.
Okay.
And I like gesture at it. And this painting done by somebody in the year, shows that sometimes when you seek a target, you look beyond what simply you are seeking and sometimes seek what your target is after.
So you think someone is attempting to use my shame and dishonor at doing poorly in the championship?
That's certainly an option.
Who and why?
Forgive me, Hitoshi-san, if this is too forward or too prying, but would anybody in your family happen to have any sort of connections like that?
I do not know who my father was. My mother stays home on the Spice Isles. I don't know that she's ever had an interaction with a member of the Scorpion Clan. Perhaps one of my captains? I don't know.
Perhaps. Well, without more information, it's the best we can do is just be wary.
I agree.
Thank you for joining me.
Absolutely.
And I will pop down my strife.
Yep. Benton's blessing radar going off constantly as well. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to accomplish during that 2 hours of downtime between now and the Festivus?
I'd like to have some tea.
Sure. Yes. Reduce your strife by 3. And?
While I am drinking tea, I would like to look around to see if I can spot Sugai.
He is not to be found. Just at the inn, if you're just sitting there drinking tea. Kaito Ray? Nothing? Something?
Yeah, I've got nothing. I'm just gonna have some lunch.
Okay. So, as the day finishes, and you prepare for tonight's feast, two things. The final point standings for the contest. Doji Sayaka with 17 points. Bayushi Mei Lin with 16 points. Kaito Rei with 15 points. And Kodioki, you got 10, and Moto Batbayar has 10. So in the points lead, going into tonight's feast, is Doji Sayaka. We are going to finish our story for the day here, as next week, we will very likely conclude this first story arc within our Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game, the Topaz Championship. Thanks so much for listening to the Welcome to the Party presentation of Steel Blossom Moon, a Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game by Fantasy Flight Games. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe whether you're listening on Google, iTunes, or on Podbean. We're so happy to have you today, and check out the social links below for links to our Twitch stream, our Twitter feed, and to our Patreon account. Our Patreon is the way that we subsidize all of the work that we do here at Welcome to the Party. It helps us pay our mods on the Discord, it helps us underwrite things like our Zoom chat, and our goal is to create a PBS for RPGs where we're able to fund writers, artists, and other creators around the D&D and RPG universe to create amazing things and then give them a place to showcase it. So if you feel like supporting the podcast, the best way to do it is to head over to patreon.com/welcomepartyrpg and give a buck or two if you got them. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.